And item two is to recognize Richard for his contribution. Oh, this is really nice.
The tape is so nice now that we have it to pick up these little issues.
Just makes you want to retire, doesn't it?
Richard, on behalf of your 35 and a half years, this is a Distinguished Service Award awarded to Richard Cabral for loyal dedication and unwavering commitment as a board trustee for the Contra Costa County Employees Retirement Association. Beginning July 1, 1978, I won't tell you what grade I was in at that time. January 22nd, 2014. Richard, it's been more than a pleasure to serve with you on this board. I've gotten to know you as a friend, and I've respected you as a colleague. Some of you may not know that Richard's early employment was as a roustabout for a circus. And in dealing with the elephants and lions and tigers and bears, it gave him a little bit of a taste on what it's like to serve on this board in public service and working for the county. But I'm sure that this was much more challenging. And Richard, you've done a wonderful job. Over the years, you've been involved in seeing this fund from a very relatively simple investment strategy of either bonds or bonds, and from a couple of $100 million to over $6.5 billion. And throughout all of that, your dedication to process and service and to the benefit of the beneficiaries of this system has never wavered. You've been consistent. Sometimes you can be a little bit of a curmudgeon, but we appreciate that because sometimes things can get off the rails, and you are the engineer that always brought us back onto the rails. And I thank you for your service, and all the members, both current and retired members, owe you a debt of gratitude. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Thank you all.
Chair.
Do you have any other color shirt besides blue?
Yes, I do. I have green shirts when I'm doing the union stuff. And at home.
Green should be here for money.
I do have other than blue shirts, but this is my work uniform.
Nice.
Okay. At work, there are people who say, oh, yeah, he's in khakis and blue shirt. All right. I actually have had people who didn't recognize me because I wasn't in the blue shirt. So. Anyway, thank you all. It certainly has been a pleasure. As I've said numerous times, I've had an experience that I couldn't have purchased through an education or anything like that. And it has been... It has just been terribly enlightening, and it's really true. It's, you know, it wasn't very much, but I could tell you stories about stuff. I can tell stories about how the treasurer's office was run, Rusty, a long time ago, and about our as Brian said, when I first started. We had bonds and bonds kind of thing. We were allowed to do a little equity with some real restrictions. And I remember one of our cherished managers just blew that off and bought stuff we weren't supposed to own. But, you know, that was how things were then. And we also had what we used to call the, this is investments, the... the C and D funds, A and B being exactly the same, with bonds and a little teeny sliver of stocks. And then we had C and D, which nobody wanted to own. And they were placements made by the retirement board, kind of like the good old boy network. And, you know, this is where you owned a bond for $212,000 for the Cupertino School District, tax-free. And we were a tax-free thing. We owned a piece of the sugar boat that went between Crockett and Hawaii. Private placement. Hey, we were in it way early, okay? We had deals like that. And you could have somebody in the industry say, you know, you can't touch those school districts, but some of those properties you'd want to foreclose on because, you know, you could rebuild on them, right? And we had... we had those, and we paid people to manage them, and they did produce some money, but there was just no market for that type of stuff in these little denominations we had. And I'll never forget when Milken came around and put together the junk bond deal where he gathered junk bonds and then reissue it as a better high yield or something bond. That's when we moved all those out. We had a manager who had a protege of Milken, and really, truly, within a year, he packaged those all, and we had our money and moved forward and got rid of our C&D fund. And it was our first lessons to understand that none of us are investment managers. And no matter what our good intentions are, that's not how any of us make our living. Okay, so... because it can take people that follow us a long time to correct those errors and make the fund whole. So anyway, I have some great stories, but I really do appreciate this very much. Thank you. Now on to the fun things we do every meeting.
Before we go, there's two things I want to say. First, my history goes back with you and the union, Richard. And when I first came on the board, you were a mentor to me. But there are two things that really stand out for me that you were involved with heavily and were a big contributor in seeing that they happen. One was $200 a month with the excess earnings that we got back in the 90s that went to pre-83 members. We were hoping it would go to all members up to 2,000, but it didn't. But it did get to those members who retired prior to 1983. And for a member that retired that long ago, that $200 was a large sum that was well appreciated. And this board went through it and got through it. You were instrumental in setting up the bill and helping get that bill through so that it could happen. And I want to thank you for that. And the other thing that you were very instrumental in with regards to tiers, you were one of the originators of Tier 3 and talked about let's get Tier 3 so we can get rid of Tier 2 because Tier 2 was, we called it the bag lady retirement because there was hardly any money for people when they retired. And it served the greater majority of members, active and retired, especially the actives who were able to get into that Tier 3. And those two things stand out in my mind bigger than anything else that's gone on. And I want to thank you personally for that and thank you for your guidance. There you go.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Jerry. Mm-hmm. Item 3, accept comments from the public.